This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Russia's foreign minister on Tuesday warned Ukraine it must demilitarize, threatening further military action and falsely accusing Kyiv and the West of fueling the war that started with Moscow's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Sergei Lavrov said Ukraine must remove any military threat to Russia. Otherwise, he said, the Russian army will solve the issue. He also insisted Ukraine and the West were responsible for the 10-month war, which has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced millions. Lavrov reiterated that the West was feeding the war in Ukraine to weaken Russia and said that it was up to Kyiv and Washington how long the conflict will last. In an apparent reaction, Ukrainian presidential adviser Mykhailo Podolyak tweeted that Russia needs to face the reality. I'm Karen Chamas.
Pushback and condemnation against the Taliban's ban on women working at non-governmental organizations in Afghanistan continues to be strong. AP correspondent Ed Donahue has more.
Foreign aid groups are suspending operations in Afghanistan following a decision by the Taliban to ban women from working at international and local non-government organizations. The Taliban alleges women in groups like CARE, Save the Children, and Neil Turner's Norwegian Refugee Council weren't wearing the Islamic headscarf correctly.
We have complied with all cultural norms, and we simply can't work without our dedicated female staff.
Turner says the timing of this ban is very bad. Women have also been banned from universities in Afghanistan. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Supreme Court is keeping pandemic-era limits on people seeking asylum in place indefinitely, dashing hopes of immigration advocates who had been anticipating their end this week. Find more at VOA.